there was recognition at the outset that there should have been a light up there. And it is a safety issue, so that's the reason why it got on the top 10 list to start with. All we're asking at this point is, number one, Travis, if you would update the risk factor, this might bump it up to number 5. If you get some feedback on all this business going in there, because conditions have changed over the 5 years, and it's what we've always said they're going to do. They're going to grow and expand. We didn't know a Cox Medical Center was going in there or some of these other things, but the magnitude is worsened from a safety standpoint. So it's due for an update on the engineering evaluation of the ranking. So I'm requesting that to go forward when you do your regular update ranking for everybody. And asking that we get feedback on if this might interplay with some of your plans that are ongoing. Did the traffic system, the controlled traffic system for the whole area get all implemented last year? You're going to have centralized control of the traffic lights?
For the most part, almost all of them have got it now. Yeah. We've got live feeds. I think on all of them, but 4 signals now.
Did that create any new signals or any surplus signals? Oh, yeah. So they use the existing signals for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever you can do to help us and keep us apprised at each meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll just go ahead and talk about it a little bit right now, but our transportation master plan is coming out. We've got to get it out, RFQs out to hire an engineer to do it all. So that'll be coming out just here. Hopefully the next 30 days we'll get that out on the streets. And that one intersection up there, 248 Branson Hills, is going to be caught up in that. And also more connectivity for the Commerce Industrial Park out there. Trying to get more major road connectivity out to the major highways instead of that little.
My understanding is some investors have acquired that Commerce Park area for development. Just since last fall?
That's why I've heard. I haven't seen anything writing or anything.
We haven't either, but from the real estate community, but understood.
Yeah, one of the guys that I live by out there, he owns part of that mountain, the underground. He was walking on. He all owns it now. That's our one other plan on it.
So the master plan is going to be discussed directly in that also. It's broken out, that light or the traffic control at the top of West End.
We're going to have that as part of it, yeah. It'll be overall, the whole city overall. And plus, we're trying to incorporate our ADA transition plan into all that, too. So we'll have enough money to include all of it.
Great. That sounds good. One other thing that goes hand in hand with this.
Oh, there's one other project, the 76 and 165 intersection improvements. That's going to be coming out for engineering services this year, too.
76 and 165?
They're by the Titanic.
Right.
We're going to put a right turn lane in there on the eastbound lane of 76 to turn and go toward the dam. Try to get people off of 76 that want to go south and don't have to sit there and wait to get to go south there.
That should be reflected on our project list as a credit. That is an improvement on 76.
Yeah.
Travis, you might just make a footnote on that.
So we got it into
one of our existing projects that is a credit that they're doing a change there at 165 and the strip.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all done.
One additional item, the Branson Hills Parkway. And I'm proposing that this be not broken out as a separate project and go hand in hand with that overall. It probably fit nicely with your master plan that you're talking about. And that is approaching off of 65, approaching Walmart's turnoff. Again, this is where that light went from the top of Branson Hills Parkway So this may be addressed by better sequencing of the light. If it's, I don't know if it's causing the backup and the hazard, but it's been consistent for at least the last 5 years as traffic builds up. When you come off of 65, people wanting to go in that first turn in Walmart, they turn left there, and if the lights stop, they back up with inadequate tail space. They back up and block out into the street so that traffic can't get around them. They block two lanes there, up to two lanes. But frequently, almost always, with every light, if you're monitoring there consistently, it's blocking at least one line. So you've got... So you have a car ahead of you trying to turn left into Walmart, and the rear end of the other cars behind them are sticking out into the traffic lane that's going straight, coming off of 65. And then people start trying to go around that lane, and they go over into the other lane. So you get two lanes blocked. Possibly readjustment of the timing. We'll leave that if it doesn't get out of timing, you know, regularly. Another thing of consideration is that first circle there, there's an island there. Perhaps that island could be either removed and with striping, extend that access lane to turn in there, you know, another 200 or 300 feet or 400 feet.
Yeah, that's why we've got that humped up spot there at the end of that island there, so people hopefully won't come out and try to go left right there like they do all the time.
Yeah, they try to turn into the... gas station across the street, too, going the other way, going east.
Oh, that's a problem. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
So this is a focus of attention. We'd like to get in the hopper, and maybe in the master plan is a way to address this one, because it's not going to cure itself, and as we've seen the traffic getting worse, it's going to get to be a bigger problem.
Yeah, they've replatted that piece of property there, the mayor has. It's his property, I guess it's still his property.
Across the street there,
yeah. Yeah, the gas station and all that other stuff, the old ticket sales place. And they basically platted the east end of that property as one piece of property, and then the building, they just basically cut it down a wall as the property line. So they platted it.
Well, that intersection's gotten worse ever since COVID, where the online pickup parking lot is full and the main parking lot of Walmart is half full.
Yeah.
People just aren't going inside.
Yep.
That's the entrance they're taking.
Yep.
So if you could address this in your master plan too, or or any way you could address it and give us feedback on it regularly, we'd appreciate it. Because this is a situation that's not going to get any better, and it's really, it doesn't live up to the standards of our city and what we want to do.
If we could get rid of that one entrance there, that gas station, it is a big plus, but I don't think they'll ever go for that.
You say that's two properties now?
Yeah, they replayed it. Then a lot's put on it.
Well, if they revamp the whole thing with the new owner, you have maybe a shot at closing that.
Yeah.
It is hazardous now. So, Travis, the request would be to the board to make this a part of the Branson Hills Parkway project, not a separate one necessarily, but to write it up, go ahead and include it with it. I think it's related to this Branson Hills Parkway and the signal that's on top of the hill. So that item 10, and it would go with whatever, it would add an increment of additional concern and rating to that item number 10 if they were blended together.
It probably should be a separate thing, I would think.
That's probably
a completely separate problem.
That's,
as long as it's addressed, that's
3/4 of a mile or half mile
from
that intersection.
That, at least a mile.
Yeah. A mile from, I think that'd definitely be something maybe to be on its own.
Separate, erase what I said earlier, the suggestion. Suggest that it be a separate project with its own rating. That way you don't confuse the ratings between the two.
Right.
Do we have any traffic counts here?
Yeah. I mean, we've got counters on all of our signals. And I think we added one there at Green Mountain, or not Green Mountain, but Green, whatever it's called, Wintergreen, and one up there for Walmart. We put a counter on that one also. So, but yeah, we've got traffic counts all over town, especially on 76. all the way from BLD to Silverado City.
Okay, so that's the recommendation. That's it. I'll cease fire with that.
I'm not sure exactly where this fits in, but obviously, Devin, you know, and all of us have heard the announcement of the bull riding arena.
There it is.
No, down at the shooting sports complex at Big Cedar.
Oh, yeah.
We now have Missouri's, or Taney County's, first professional sports team, bull riding. So, Missouri Thunder.
You can pass this around.
Yeah.
There it is. 2 years ago now, I think it was, maybe it was three, there was a concert. Hank Williams Jr. was hosted at the location. That hosted 12,000 people. The beginning of the line to get there was the Hollister Interchange.
Yes.
The PBR events will host 20,000 people. And there will be two sanctioned events there each, PBR events each year, and then there will be a myriad of other equestrian events and other events at that venue. I've talked with Jamie, Devin, apparently they have in hand some kind of a concept of improvements down there. I've not seen it. He said, I need to see it. So I didn't know if you happen to have seen it.
Well, we can get together sometime, maybe meet up with him.
Okay. But I guess some thoughts about this. I don't know at the county level if there's going to be a great deal of stuff that needs to be done that can reasonably be done because 86 is a state highway. So, but the idea of keeping telling Mr. Morris, you want it, you pay for it, that's going to get worn out pretty quick. Eventually, he just can't do all of the public sector's heavy lifting, pay millions of dollars in taxes every year, and say, this is okay, I'll keep bringing stuff, but if you have to build the arena, you have to build all these complexes, you have to build this and that. He's built three roundabouts in the last 4 years. Eventually, that's going to get worn out. One of the problems there is the Highway 86 bridge. We know that. Engineers' estimates, $32 million. Bids came in at 66.5. And then we have a 1950s highway, two lanes, bad intersections, bad approaches, Dollar General, the worst intersection in the world, just all of that stuff happening there. So all I'm going to say is probably collectively, I don't know that we're going to be able to fund these improvements, but once we see a concept, we're going to need to get together and sit down with MoDOT, and as everybody that has muttered the words MoDOT lately, Carlos, everybody that has, says they're not doing crap. And they're not. Unless I'm mistaken, unless you're making some significant headway. No. At some point, we've got to politically band together and sit down with MoDOT and say enough. And Highway 86 may be the point. And this is going to happen sooner than rather than later. So all I'm saying,
100%, they need to kick in at some point. Everybody else has been.
Yep. So if Big Cedar has a proposal, which I'm understanding they do, then we need to take a look at that, and we all need to get versed on it, and then we need to sit down collectively, not just one or two of us. But all of us sit down with MoDOT, and I think this is even going to be bigger than MoDOT. We need to sit down with Sonia Anderson from Senator Blunt's office, we need to sit down.